Words of Sri Aurobindo, ways of love. Human affection is obviously unreliable because it is so much based upon selfishness and desire. It is a flame of the ego, sometimes turbid and misty, sometimes more clear and brightly colored, sometimes tamasic, based on instinct and habit, sometimes rajasic and fed by passion or the cry for vital interchange, sometimes more sattvic and trying to be or look to itself disinterested. But fundamentally it depends on a personal need or a return of some kind, inward or outward, and when the need is not satisfied, or the return ceases, or is not given, it most often diminishes or dies, or exists only as a tepid or troubled remnant of habit from the past, or else turns for satisfaction elsewhere. The more intensities, the more it is apt to be troubled by tumors, clashes, quarrels, egoistic disturbances of all kinds, selfishness, exactions, lapses even to rage and hatred, ruptures. It is not that these affections cannot last. Tamasic, instinctive affections last because of habit, in spite of everything dividing the persons. Namely, certain family affections, rajasic affections, can last sometimes in spite of all disturbances and incompatibilities, and furious ruptures because one has a vital need of the other and clings because of that, or because both have that need and are constantly separating to return and returning to separate, or proceeding from quarrel to reconciliation and from reconciliation to quarrel. Sattvic affections last very often from duty to the ideal or with some other support, though they may lose their keenness or intensity or brightness. But the true reliability is there only with the psychic element in human affections, because strong enough to color or dominate the rest. For that reason, friendship is, or rather can, oftenest be the most durable of the human affections, because there is less interference of the vital, and even though a flame of the ego, it can be a quiet and pure fire, giving always its warmth and light. Nevertheless, reliable friendship is almost always with a very few. To have a horde of loving, unselfishly faithful friends is a phenomenon so rare that it can be safely taken as an illusion. In any case, human affection, whatever its value, has its place, because through it the psychic being gets the spiritual experiences it needs until it is ready to prefer the true to the apparent, the perfect to the imperfect, the divine to the human. As the consciousness has to rise to the higher level, so the activities of the heart also have to rise to the higher level and change their basis and character. Yoga is the founding of all life and consciousness in the divine. So also, love and affection must be rooted in the divine, and a spiritual and psychic oneness in the divine must be their foundation. To reach the divine first, leaving other things aside, or to seek the divine alone is the straight road towards that change.